This is just my opinion.
Addie, are you done?
I'm done.
All right, I put you on the mic just because this is a new transition for the summer months. So we're trying to figure this out, right? Right?
Indeed.
All right, so
handing it over to.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Want your baby to be born healthy. Want your son to make it home from the war, fully able to rejoin his people. My American heart. Want your job to help you feed your family. Hopes to let you build a home that houses generations of joy. My American. Won't have much in the way. I hope your children and grandchildren become curious and kind. But above all, I wish them safety from without and within. My American heart wishes safety for my own family too. No one I have to keep them safe from you. Well, that just might go on for years. But in this difficult conversation, I want you to know I can hear you. Know I can see you. Say, no, I still pray for you. My American
RCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Thanks a lot.
I'm the power sign I'm used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
takes a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mop, takes a lot. You think he's happy, but he's not.
My name is Mop, thanks a lot. My name is Mop, thanks a lot. My name is Mop.
Hey, my name is not Mock. No, it is Mock. My name's Mock. My name's Paul, actually, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. Welcome to another fun-filled episode program, whatever you want to call it, of this this radio thing I do for you each and every week at this time. Hey, I want to let you know it's a special show tonight. Why? Because I'm actually on vacation. Took a little time off, and instead of playing a repeat show, I thought I'd do something interesting. So tonight's show for the next 4 hours are going to be album sides. It's only side A of debut albums from a variety of artists from my personal collection. So just sit back, listen, and enjoy. We'll get to it right after this message.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feel like your emotions are all over the place? A healthy routine that includes enough sleep, exercise, and proper nutrition can help you feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
We're going to kick off the program with Wilco. Released March 28, 1995, AM marked the debut from former Uncle Tupelo member Jeff Tweedy. The album didn't sell as well as Tweedy's Uncle Tupelo counterpart Jay Farrar's new project, Sunvolt. However, this album was only a precursor of what was to come from Wilco. Recorded at the Easley Recording Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, here's side one of Wilco's debut, AM.
I must be high to say goodbye. Ba-ba-ba-ba. You never said you needed this. You're pissed that you missed the very last kiss from my lips and I must be high to say goodbye. We'll
check in my wife that I just met. She's looking like a wreck.
to this thing. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be ashamed. Like a kid behind the counter, remembering your name. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be ashamed. It's not like I told you, then it's still your call. You should live how you want. Stay with me, we should stay apart. Just shouldn't ever have to be this hard. If it's just your heart talking, I don't mind. If you wanna call me darling, that's just fine, that's just fine. But if it's your mind that's wandering, it'll fall in line when I kiss your cheek, dear, every time, every time. We used to have a lot of things in common, but you know now we're just the same. The odds had more than I really wanted. Ah, honey, help me. Ah, honey, help me pick up the chain. Listen every time, dear, you can talk my ear off anytime, anytime. But if my mind starts wandering, won't be gone long. Whenever I hear your heart talking, it's a song, it's a song.
have a lot of things in common, but you know now we're just the same. Yours had more than I really wanted. Ah, honey, help me. Come on, honey, help me pick up. Ah, honey, help me pick up the change.
the issue. Secrets, I have some too. I'll tell you mine before I say goodbye to you. I've been thinking about leaving too. That's not the issue.
That was side one of Wilco's 1995 debut, AM. We'll review the track listing in order from first song on side one, which was I Must Be High, followed by Casino Queen, Box Full of Letters, Shouldn't Be Ashamed, Pick Up the Change, I Thought I Held You, and wrapping up side A with That's Not the Issue. Let's stick in a twangy set of music here for these album sides. Before I do that, I have to remind you that Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast each and every Wednesday. Yeah, it's not just a way of life. It's his radio show. You can tune into WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m., where you'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary, fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesday and an encore performance Thursday morning. Let's move back to the album sides, this time going across the country to San Diego, California, where the Beat Farmers formed back in 1983. In 1984, they were actually signed to a one-off deal with Rhino Records, and the resulting record was their 1985 debut, Tales of the New West. And I think it's worthy to note that the album was produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. So let's check out side one of the Beat Farmers, Tales of the New West.
Sometimes I want to fall asleep and die off in a dream. The music takes me back to my own past when I was young and feeling mean. And as I stand through the spotlight, it's like driving my car. We had the girls in the wheel and the bill on the stolen credit card. Singing someday we'll be stars.
See a man stand over dead dog by a highway in a ditch, looking down sort of puzzled, pulling the dog with a stick. He's got his car to flung open out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, the dog would up and run. Never find another lost weekend. I'll never find.
fired from a cattle drive. Up north, the ropes of the gallows was swinging in the breeze. All the wanted posters had pictures of me. I got my Glock 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. Tied what was left of my horse to a hitch. Walked into a saloon they called the Busted Bitch. I ordered up a whiskey, he asked me for my bread. I paid him 2 bits and then I pumped him full of lead. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. A lady of the evening was eyeballing me, staring down from the balcony. She walked up to me with gunpowder breath. The ace of hearts was bleeding from her hip. I dragged her upstairs by her lower lip. I got my 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. Alright, lay down. She undid my boots, she untied my jeans, she untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. About that time the front door was kicked in. Well, there stood some scumball all covered in sin. He said, "That's my woman." I said, "That's no lie." I blew a hole in him just as big as the sky. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die.
That's only wishing, so I'm walking out the door, and I
That wraps up side one of Tales of the New West from the Beat Farmers with a cover song, Never Going Back, penned by John Stewart. John Stewart, he also wrote Daydream Believer by the Monkees, and that song was originally released back in the late 60s by the Lovin' Spoonful. But let's talk about the tracks as we heard them. Started off the entire set with Bigger Stones. Then we had There She Goes Again. Yeah, a Velvet Underground cover by the Beat Farmers, followed by another cover, Reason to Believe, a Bruce Springsteen song. We had Lost Weekend, there was California Kid, Never Going Back was the last song there. In fact, let me go back to California Kid. Would you believe that Peter Case and Vicky Peterson of the Bengals actually sang backup on there? And of course, you can only recognize Country Dick Montana's vocals on that one. Hey, we'll be right back with more album sides for you right after this quick message.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, it's the Mockster, and you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, but I'm on vacation. I am on vacation, so what I decided for my program, rather than doing a repeat of an old program, try something different. I am actually playing for you side one of debut albums from my own personal collection. So we've heard the Beat Farmers, we've heard Wilco, and now I'm going to move into Alejandro Escovedo for his 1992 debut, Gravity. Some fun facts about Alejandro that you might not be aware of. He's actually the son of Mexican immigrants, and he is one of many professional musicians within his family. His brother Coke and Pete are well-respected percussionists. His brother Mario fronted the hard rock band The Dragons, and his other brother, Javier, was in the punk band The Zeros. Now, on top of that, he is also the uncle to Sheila E., as well as the great uncle to Nicole Richie, as Nicole's birth dad is actually Sheila E.'s brother. So in the 1970s, Alejandro was a member of the punk band The Nuns out in San Francisco, who actually had the esteemed acclaim to say they opened for the Sex Pistols at their final U.S. appearance in 1978 at the Winterland in San Francisco. Then in the 1980s, he formed bands like Rank and File, and then he had the True Believers with his brother Javier. But it wasn't really until 1992 that we saw a proper solo album from Alejandro Escovedo, and that was Gravity. To this day, he is one of my favorite songwriters and performers, so let's check out side one from Gravity.
Did you get your invitation? There's gonna be a public hanging. And the bodies will swing side by side. And it's just I and I. Can you hear the hyena laughing? As they tear the meat from the bone. And you look so pretty watching. The bodies swing side by side. Going home. Thank you. If I could reveal what I feel for you, mark my words with a gentle kiss. Like St. George, I'd slay the dragon just to find I'd lost. From outside this window, there's walls between us. Outside is outside, and that's where I'll be. I'll be wrapped in the morning dew, just to find you've gone. Pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. I'll take my leave once more.
Thank you. Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
to die for I turn 43. Bury me beneath the justice tree. Bury me